Hundreds of Egyptians once again took to the streets of Cairo on Sunday as part of a growing campaign for a civil disobedience against President Mohamed Morsi. The protesters are calling for a national unity government, amendments to the constitution, and the weakening hold of the Muslim Brotherhood over governmental institutions.
This civil disobedience is continuing, and I think it will grow bigger and bigger, having a snowball effect as it reaches everywhere. That's why we decided to start the civil disobedience today.
As part of the civil disobedience, the protesters blocked the main gate of the administrative complex near iconic Tahrir Square and did not allow people to get in. Protesters told Press TV that they're outraged over the way Egypt's presidency has been dealing with the current crisis.
We completely reject the current situation in the country, and we also denounce the mismanagement of Mohamed Morsi and his party, the Muslim Brotherhood, whom we believe were not up to the expectations of the Egyptian people.
In the meantime, a general strike in the canal city of Port Said has entered its second week on Sunday, with most shops and factories closed down. A crippling economic crisis, insecurity, and a political turmoil have fueled angers among many Egyptians. The issues have caused rampant criticism against President Morsi and a clear state of polarization among Egyptians. Analysts say the civil disobedience, which has already started in the canal governorate of Port Said, if spreads across the country, would have a catastrophic impact on the government ahead of the upcoming parliamentary election scheduled to be held in April. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.